Time, the most precious gift that God gave us all, is a gift taken lightly with barely a thought. Not for resale, washed away on a whim, then chased after frantic when the darkness sets in. Use your time wisely, treasure it well, for the moment it leaves you, you leave here as well. I'm Jenny Russell. Welcome to Her Health and Happiness right here on UK Health Radio, your only real feel-good radio station available on podcasts on all platforms. However you receive it, we are here globally to help you with every health need. How you doing? So I want to discuss time. I want to discuss it. Is it a commodity? And which one is more precious? Time or money? Her Health and Happiness is a show dedicated to all aspects of female intimate health and the whole person. And this week, as we discuss time, we look at it in the area of our health and our well-being and our vitality. We take a deeper look into She Comes First and discuss, why is it that this most precious gift also, the gift of health, the ability to manage ourselves, is something we shy away from or refuse to invest in sensibly? But once again, my mum had another episode today, another one where she struggled to breathe and then lost consciousness. The clammy, the sweating, it's like little mini heart attacks, and then just comes back and goes into this massively deep sleep. So it's so scary to see, and I know changes are coming. So for me, the conversation about time is apt. It really is. And first and foremost, I want to start by sending out my condolences to the family of the young boy, 14-year-old, who was killed in Hainault this morning. It's such a tragic thing that's happened with the guy waving his samurai sword. I'm not really sure why people think taking someone else's life is their right to do so. But I know that God has a plan and a purpose for everything. And it's kind of falls into this conversation as well, that time is something that many of us take for granted. And that, how I started the show, is a spoken word. It's the last verse of a spoken word I wrote back in 2009. And it really was, I need to find the whole spoken word. Because like, you know, what should I do? Should I hoover? Should I wash the dishes? It was just a really, I loved the poem myself. But I need to find it and be able to talk about it. And I think when it comes to our health, especially when it comes to us as females, we know there's many statistics and bits of information out there that say that we, as females, put ourselves last. We are not anywhere near the front of where we should be. We don't look to see where we are. We don't think about who we are. And I think that the sad thing is that we end up losing out on so much because we don't actually value ourselves. And without valuing ourselves, it becomes quite hard for us to value what we can do for ourselves so that we can continue to do for others. We can't do for others if we don't do for ourselves first. And so it's really important that we understand that and that we're able to look into, you know, what is it we do for ourselves and how do we do it for, not just for ourselves, but how do we do it for other people? And we need to make ourselves available. But we need to understand this commodity, this thing called time. And there was a great article that was out back in 2017. And it really looked at time. And for me, like I said, time is the most precious gift that God gave us all. It's a gift taken lightly with barely a thought. It really is. And it's not for resale. We can't get it back. But we do wash it away on a whim. We don't think about it. But it really looks at how are you leveraging your time. And, you know, how are you... There was a paper back in 2017 which said buying time promotes happiness. And it published in the Proceedings of the National Academy of Sciences Journal. And it shows how working adults report greater happiness after spending money on time-saving purchases over material purchases. Now, I signed up for a course with Matt Elwell it was 2 years ago. I can't believe it. It's like it's a year since he was in St. Lucia. So happy anniversary to my wonderful Aaliyah. That was 5 days ago when she was there this time last year and got married. And, you know, there is a new form of poverty, it said, and it's called time scarcity. Connecting so-called time stress with reduced well-being, happiness, and increased levels of anxiety and insomnia, as well as being related to worse health with higher rates of obesity and reports of a lack of time as being responsible for not eating healthy foods or exercising regularly. So the question then becomes, could spending more to essentially reclaim that time back by hiring help to, say, clean, shop or cook, lead to greater happiness? And the answer, of course, is absolutely yes, because it examined the corrosive effects of financial stress, as we know right now with the cost of living crisis that we talk about, that most people are experiencing this right now. So the buying time, it's not a free pass to blow up your financial life in the way that would lead to debt or spending strain, but it's actually seeing how, if time is the most valuable commodity you have, then perhaps it makes sense to really understand its value to you and then make the calculation a part of your financial everyday decision making. So the trick is to be deeply aware of the time cost of anything, not the abstraction of the cost on, for us it would be the pound, for other countries it could be the dollar. Because then it allows you to understand that time is precious and how you start it. So, you know, it's saying, what I really loved, I just came across it. And what it's saying is here, well, to start with, it's likely to at least be 50% higher than you think. Why? Taxes and benefit expenses and time taxes like commuting. When you factor in each of those, which we often forget, it likely takes most of us 90 minutes to earn 60 minutes of spending. So literally, it might take you 90 minutes to get to work to earn money for 1 hour. So think of it another way. Thanks to taxes, insurance, and other costs, your 40-hour working week might only generate 20 hours worth of spending. And everything you buy is actually costing you 50% more than you think it is. So you've got to factor in the time it takes to get there. Then you need to factor in the taxes that come from that money. And so then what you do is you give away a 40-hour week. But what you're left with is 20 hours worth of spending. And this is what it's saying. Another way of thinking of it is in terms of opportunity cost, or what economics call the value of what you forego by doing one thing and not the other. So the hour you spent commuting or mowing the lawn cost you an hour of doing something you really want to do. Actually, according to their formula, each hour is costing you 90 minutes. Now that's a really, really interesting way to look at it. And it actually falls in line with my poem. Like I said, it's a gift taken lightly with barely a thought. So if for every hour we work, we factor in the time it takes us to get to where we're going in the first place, and we factor that in, then we factor in the cost of the taxes that are taken, the national insurance, then actually you already know someone that earns over 40,000, being a higher tax bracket, pays 40% of their money in taxes. But then they've got to take probably about 10% of that money or 15% of that money and pay that in travel. So by the time you've paid your cost to travel or cost to park, and you've paid for your taxes and whatever else you've got, really and truly, you're left with 35%, if that, of the money you've earned. So sometimes your wage can sound really amazing and it's a good wage to earn. But when you factor in what it costs you, then suddenly it's not so great. And this works also for myself as a self-employed person and for all self-employed people. they talk about the £10 jobs, the jobs that they're saying you could get a virtual assistant to do, or those jobs that take up a lot of time because they're time-intensive jobs. But it means that when you first start your business, if you're doing the £10 jobs, the £50 jobs, the £100 jobs, you're doing all the jobs. And the £10 jobs are taking up 40% of your week. Then you've got 40% less time to be earning the money that you charge per hour, say, for your clients. Spending it on the £10 jobs that you need to do. And this is why, you know, as we've got AI coming in now, as we're automating more things, we've got different platforms. I use Kartra, and you try to get everything done. So you spend your time putting everything together so that when you do then go to, you know, get someone to invest in your product, everything should be set up that it's just an automation so that you spend the time doing it once, but then it runs for you and makes it more seamless. So obviously this was written before AI really kind of took off. This is like 7 years old, but it's still poignant today as it was back then, because time is a precious commodity we have. And you've got to think to yourself, like I had a client, I was doing it in Kent. And for me, I said, well, she's just up the road, because I'm thinking I live by Junction 25. Yes, Kent is a half an hour drive. I was thinking to Junction 30. I get to the Dartford crossing, but I'm not factoring in how big Kent is. And Kent's a big county. So it was 75 miles away. So for me to go and do a client, and I might, you know, I'm a premium rate coach, right? But if I'm charging that for the hour, but it's taking me an hour and 20 minutes to get there, and if I hit traffic coming back, which I invariably did by the Dartford crossing, and taking me 2 hours to get home, then actually I'm not earning anything. I've now got to take my 1 hour that I'm with the client and divide it by four, maybe even five. All of a sudden, I'm not earning very well at all. And if I'm, so what I'd want to do is either get her to come into town, but I knew she was time poor, so I'd committed to doing this. Then the better thing for me to do is to find a base up there and then have a handful of clients up there so that I'm doing two or three or four clients in the same space. So once I've traveled, if I spend the day up there and I earn well, then it makes a difference. Because then if I've got three clients or four clients, then I've still got to factor in the travel time either side. But all of a sudden, the income ratio is better. So we have to look at those things. Now, when it comes to wellness, when it comes to us as females, when it comes to investing into our health and happiness, time is something that Paul Check says, if you can't, you must. And when it comes to really trying to grab the time, make the time, or choose to make the time, that's the difference. It's not whether or not you have the time, it's whether you will choose to make the time. Because when it comes to wellness, sickness will make you make time. Because sickness will stop you in your tracks, and it will take the time away from you. So if you won't make the time, sickness will take the time. And then, dependent on what the affliction is, will be dependent on how much time it will take away from all the things that you were enjoying doing. Sickness doesn't just take your time. It takes away your freedom of movement. It takes away your quality of life. It takes from your relationship. It will take from your earning ability, especially if you're like me and you're self-employed. It takes from so many different places. But what people don't realize at the time is we don't factor those things in. I'm not saying that you have to start to think to yourself, oh, I better do this because I might get sick. No, I'm not saying that at all. I'm saying that what we have to do is not just go, well, actually, I don't have time right now. Or what I used to get from ladies was, I will wait until my pelvic floor goes wrong before I look at it. And I think to myself, wow, if you go onto Facebook now and look at a lot of Facebook communities around pelvic floor, you will see hundreds, thousands of ladies on groups in excruciating pain, robbed of their quality of life, of their freedom of movement, unable to have intimate or otherwise relationships because of a issue around pelvic floor, muscle weakness, tightness, dysfunction, debilitation, organ dysfunction, debilitation, reproductive and sex organ dysfunction and debilitation, that actually takes away all social connections, which is a principle of health, which then affects the first principle, which is thoughts, mental, emotional, anxiety, etc., which then affects the second principle, which is breath, because it makes someone either hold their breath or hyperventilate, which then tends to affect the third principle, because water isn't something people reach for hydration, which definitely then affects the fourth one, which is sleep, because then the stress and the thoughts don't allow the person to sleep. And can you see? The wheel turns. There's no disconnect in a wheel. It's just joined. It's an infinite thing that circles. But everything comes together. But it starts at the foundation of the trunk, which is the pelvis and the pelvic floor. But then it emanates out straight back up to the head, which is where the thoughts are. Comes back into the center, because ultimately affects organ function and vitality, which is in the middle. And so nothing is left behind. Then it affects the bottom, which is the feet. Because when everything starts to affect you from the head, the feet won't want to move. Or move towards. And that's why the thoughts are the ones that help you. Because if you think that you can fix it for yourself, then you may just be wasting time that you could actually take to invest into making yourself better and well. And getting better, quicker. And getting back to a quality of life that you enjoyed beforehand. Let's play a trail and come back on the other side.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Delightful news, air travelers. Going in and out of airports without getting sick can be challenging. Time to take charge of the air you breathe with Nasal Guard. Nasal Guard topical gel defends by blocking harmful airborne particles and viruses. Try Nasal Guard for air travelers today. Visit Amazon or nasalguard.co.uk to learn more about Nasal Guard spray and gel products. Again, that's nasalguard.co.uk.
Apples and pears, beef and Skittles, cider with Rosie, common or garden, Ant and Deck, fish and chips, mum and dad.
UK Health Radio and Health Triangle magazine. Each is good by itself, but enjoying both is always better. Add Health Triangle magazine to your monthly health regime. Check it out at ukhealthradio.com. Strawberries and cream.
A cancer diagnosis can be scary and stressful for everyone involved. Hello Love is a contemporary living space and well-being center in central London where anyone can come and learn about illness prevention and non-toxic practice. Inside, you will find a vegan restaurant, juice bar, and holistic dojo that encourage lifestyle changes to help heal mind, body, and spirit connection. Cancer patients are offered free sessions. To find out more, please visit us at hellolove.org.
When you vacation with Norwegian Cruise Line, every day is a new day. Get a taste for Barcelona, then savor incredible dining options back on board one day. Connect to ancient history in Athens, and then disconnect completely in our spa another day. Wherever the sea breeze takes you, come aboard and experience a different tomorrow with NCL. Visit ncl.com, call your travel agent, or call 0333-336-1472. Norwegian Cruise Line. Ships Registry, the Bahamas and USA.
UK Health Radio,
the station that makes you feel good.
know when you're just being tested for greatness, right? And you've recorded like 15 minutes and then your computer just decides to turn itself off and lose everything that you've recorded. So now you've got to start again. So it must mean that I've got to do it better this time around than the first time I've done it. That's what it's got to mean. Because I know that, oh Lord, let me tell you, I have to remind myself as a child of God that I'm moving in perfect peace. The devil is a liar. Anyway, back to time, see? So when you feel that you're time poor, it makes life really hard. Because putting these shows out every week takes time. You need time to, if you don't have a guest, then you've got that time to fill. You've got to put that information out there. And obviously, I want to engage the audience. Now, I have been doing this show for 2.5 years. And I really, 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 really would love to have some interaction from this show. Because I'm beginning to think to myself, maybe I'm just talking to myself every week. And that really there isn't an audience out there that really is benefiting from or wants to hear what I have to say about female intimate health. And that really, really hurts me because I think to myself that I know this subject is a hot topic. I know it's an underground topic, but it doesn't need to be. And that's the reason why so many women struggle and so many women suffer. And that's why their quality of life is taken from them, because they won't actually speak up or speak out. I know, as I said on Facebook, there are many communities out there where people just exchange their sufferings and they're not looking for solutions. They're just looking to find that it's somebody else in the same position as them. And I just want to say that there are many people that are in the same position. There's nothing new under the sun. But the difference is, I always thought this when my dear Auntie Nama, my mum's sister, God rest her soul, when she was in hospital, she waited nearly 3 weeks before they did the biopsies to find out what was wrong with her. And all the time she was there, she was bubbly, she was bright, she enjoyed herself, she made the doctors laugh, she interacted with everybody. It was fantastic. The day they told her that she had stomach cancer, she was gone within 8 days. Now, what she did was put a brave face on and say, look, I'm strong, I'm going to fight this. But I honestly felt in those days, you know, my dad passed, my aunties. That's when I had this realization that when visiting hours are over at 8 o'clock in the evening, until they start again at 2 o'clock the next afternoon, the person with the diagnosis they've been given is left to focus on and dwell in their own mortality. But what makes it worse is when they're in wards with people around them who are much further advanced along than they are. All they can hear is nurse, nurse, and the groaning and the noises. And sometimes people are passing away whilst they're there. It's very hard to put yourself into a beautiful state, to tell yourself that you will live and not die, to remind yourself that that life is there for you to be enjoyed. It's very, very hard, because that's what takes you down as well. If the mind, where the focus goes, the energy flows. And in a position like that, the focus can only be on death, because that's all you are surrounded by. But you want to live. It's very hard to live when all you can see around you is death and those people dying. So how do you get yourself into a better position? How does that work for you? How do you lift yourself up by your bootstraps, as they say, and carry on? It all comes back down to the first principle of total health, which is thoughts. And for every thought you have, it creates an emotional response, and that emotional response will call upon a hormone. A hormone is released. So that's a hormonal response, but that hormone has to be released by an organ. So it's an organ response. How is that showing up in your body? What is the environment inside you saying to you about the situation as it's interpreted it based on the emotional response to the thought and the hormonal demand that response then commands? What is the body saying on its internal world? These are the things that we don't tend to think about. And when we look at it as females, we know already we put everybody first before ourselves and we come last. Now, that's why it's called she comes first. You are the she and she comes first. And you look at the first letter, which is S. You look at That S being self-love, self-care, self-awareness. And that self-awareness being the base of the triangle, the foundation of the triangle. And then self-love and self-awareness are the left and right sides. It's that isosceles triangle. It's that triangle where all three sides are equal, but as equal as they are, the self-awareness underpins and holds up and supports self-love and self-care. Self-love is the one that tells you and says to you, you're beautiful, you're worthy, you know, you deserve everything. That's self-love. That being able to look into the mirror and tell yourself you're beautiful, you're worthy. But self-care, on the other hand, is the one that extends the hand and says, let me nurture you, let me help you to prioritize your health. Self-awareness says to self-love and to self-care, you know, do you really hear those whispers and those calls from your health to actually put yourself where you need to be so that it's easy for you to look in the mirror and go, you're gorgeous, you know, you are beautiful. Can you do that? Because self-love is your essence. It's your being. Self-love is your being. And you can only love someone to the degree you love yourself. So self-love is about you. It's your being. Self-care is the part that looks after your physical and emotional health. Whereas self-awareness is like the guiding hand. It's the hand that comes along and it guides you and it draws you in and it teaches you and it helps you to advocate for your intimate and overall health. That's what self-awareness does. And so when it comes to looking at that first letter, she, the S and she comes first, it looks at that, but it also, when we start the journey, our female life cycle, our first big event that affects us, it's going to be menstruation. The question then becomes, where were you when your first menses appeared? Were you between maths and English? Were you between geography and history? Where were you when it first came? How old were you when that first period first reared its head and decided it was going to show itself to you? Where were you then? Were you the first person in your class to have that experience? Because that experience was the start of your emotional roller coaster, and it was the start of your train journey, your intimate health train journey, that will take you ultimately to this point here into and beyond menopause. As I've said before, the only way we escape menopause is to not live long enough to experience it. That's the only way we can escape it. So that first journey, we call it Serenity's first, you know, her first experience, the first whispers of womanhood turned up. It's the start of reproductive health. It's why the fathers in the family start to panic, because they know that means if their little girl gets caught by some little man, they could be granddad. So there's a whole different thing that comes with that. But what comes with that is obviously being able to understand and balance hormones, because now you've got hormones turning up, and these hormones have conversations that impact brain and cardiovascular function. The uterus plays a role in pelvic and spinal stability, in actually acting as a buffer to prevent prolapse of the bladder and the bowel. So now there's a lot more going on with that internal world. So to understand it is important, to understand the way in which the uterus is also like an incubator for emotional well-being, not just for babies. And so that's what we really have to have an understanding, because the impact that has, the conversation that the uterus and the ovaries have with cognition and with mood, understanding progesterone helps to calm the brain, helps to regulate anxiety, helps to regulate, you know, the way in which we breathe is really important. Estrogen really helps in terms of blood vessel and blood pressure. It helps for that. It helps for cognition. It helps for a number of different things. So we have to understand that there's a bigger picture here to play rather than just a period and then it's gone. So all of these things play a massive role. And the start of our mental emotional well-being is there. So we have the self-care, we have the self-awareness, we have the self-love. Then that's followed by hormonal harmony. So we have to look at hormonal harmony from the start of the female train journey, which is menstruation. We look at it there. We look at the impact that those organs have on our and the sex hormones that are produced and their impact on our well-being, physically, mentally, emotionally, structurally, because that's a massive thing we need to understand. Then once we have an understanding of that, then we also have to then look at so that's the S, that's the H, and then we have to look at the E, the emotional empowerment. We can only become emotionally empowered when we understand that emotions are simply energy in motion, and that we are the ones that control the energy that we release in motion for ourselves. As I mentioned not long ago, where your focus goes, your energy flows. So, and if your emotions are just energy in motion, then what emotions are you allowing to become in motion? Or what energy are you setting in motion? Your emotions. And how are they showing up? How are they impacting hormonal production? How are they impacting digestive function? Because if the digestive system and the detoxification system are out of whack, they'll throw the hormones out of whack. So there's a whole thing around that. And of course, if we struggle to understand and control our energy in motion, we may make poor nutritional choices, which then affect our digestive system, our detoxification system, and then throws our energy in motion out of whack and makes it even worse. So the cycle continues. And so it becomes very hard. And that's why self-awareness underpins it all. Because with self-awareness, for self-care and self-love, can come hormonal harmony and emotional empowerment. And then we can start moving into the other letters, because we can look at what gets impacted, which is our breath, and start to make conscious breathing become a thing for us. And this is why the journeys are there. The next one is now, it's been pushed back to the 20th of May. And you have an opportunity to stay where you are, wherever you are around the world, and actually become a part of this movement, because this movement towards empowerment is happening. It's either you jump on the ride, or you jump on now when it's really powerful, or you jump on later and hope for a space. But I'd love to have you on it now. Remember, you can send me a message, email pelvicsecrets@icloud.com. Papa Echo Lima Victor Indigo Charlie, Sierra Echo Charlie, Romeo Echo Tango Sierra. So you could do that at icloud.com. PelvicSecrets at icloud.com, at Pelvic Secrets, the same spelling, on Twitter, which is X now, obviously, Instagram, and TikTok, or Jenny. It's Jennifer minus the F-E-R, Jenny with an I, Russell, double S, double L.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
Start your day the right way with Revive Active's range of super supplements and get the most out of life. Take one power-packed sachet mixed with water and enjoy a super tasty health drink at work, at home, or on the go. Clean, premium ingredients scientifically formulated to work in synergy to optimize your health and well-being to support immunity, energy, joints, heart health, and more. No filler, no stimulants, no artificial colours or preservatives. Just the right mix of vitamins, minerals, amino acids and hero ingredients to help you put back what life takes out. Try our 7-day or 30-day boxes and use code UKRADIO to get a free supplement shaker. Revive Active. Super supplements for a super you.
Nature's Medicine for Modern Living, a people and plants dialogue hosted by Sophie.Health. At Sophie, we bring together experts and voices who rarely cross paths. Our quest is to illuminate the ancient world of plant medicine and reimagine it for the connected age. Join us to explore new boundaries of digital personalized medicine with deep roots in the natural world, and hear from our community of international pioneers who are validating this new paradigm and improving how we feel, sleep, and cope with daily stresses naturally. Sophie.health, reconnecting people and plants.
Once upon a time, human slavery was just a fact of life. Right now, animal abuse is often considered normal. In time, it won't be. Animal Aid campaigns peacefully against all forms of animal abuse and promotes cruelty-free living.
Check out animalaid.org.uk. It's time for a kinder world.
UK Health Radio, the station that makes you feel good.
I shocked you this week because they're like, she's played three tracks. Yeah, we need to have a bit more music this week. So I hope that really has made a lot more sense to you. Honestly, when it comes to looking at our wellness, when it comes to investing into our time, literally the 60 days, I've had people say to me, is it 60 days? Like, is it every day, 60 days? And I'm like, does Wednesday follow Tuesday? Does Thursday follow Wednesday? It is. It's a 60-day journey. And what I do is the first 4 days, from Monday to Friday, Monday to Thursday even, we do it live. You come online live. If you can't make it online at the time we have, and obviously I understand time zones are slightly different, then you get the recording. You get the recording regardless. And then Friday to Saturday, Sunday, I pre-record it for you because I understand people have family commitments and things they like to do at the weekend. And because we do it at 7:30 British summertime, which for some people are like 3 o'clock in the afternoon in around the States, for instance, it makes it easier if I just pre-record it. Then it just means that if you've got somewhere to go at the weekends and you're doing family things, you're not distressed by thinking I'm going to miss out. I also make sure that from Friday to Sunday, the tasks that I set for the weekend are tasks that are not going to take up too much of your time. Because we started this show talking about time. The most important thing about the 60-day journey is it helps you to understand. And because the T in She Comes First is about time management and time taken, right? And it's really about what time does for you. If you allow time and recognize time as your greatest commodity, and you choose to use your time wisely and treasure it well, then it will reward you with so many different things. Now, I remember, and I have been looking for a cleaner recently, as much as you can have struggles, if you're in a position, and I understand not for everybody, to be able to have a cleaner when you're working for yourself, honestly, that's one of the best investments you can make, because the time you spend, everybody wants a clean house, but the time that you spend cleaning your house and giving it the clean that it needs each week, I've got two boys here, right? That time I need to be editing the videos that I want to do to share for the services that I offer to clients, the services I offer to companies. I want to be able to do that. So what happens is, when you're trying to build your own business, build your network, and build your net worth, then something has to give. And if you haven't got someone doing what Nick James and Matt Elwell described as £10 jobs, and you're doing them yourself, then if you're charging a premium rate for your clients, you're robbing yourself when you're taking all that time to do those things because you're not making the time to get someone else to come in and do it. If it means that I have to spend, you know, £40-50 a week on a cleaner, where I could be making £400 a week on a service, then I can pay for my cleaner. So that's how I look at it. I have to look at it in terms of, if I earn £400 in a day and I have to pay a cleaner £50 for the week, I've earned £350. So I have to look at what my earning potential is and then what I'm then paying out. I'm also, that's number one. So then I'm looking at how much time it's saving me and what that time is costing me. But if my time is £200 an hour and I'm paying a cleaner £50, then I've got £150 left. I'm also giving somebody else a job. So I'm also employing somebody. So I'm also helping somebody with their earning potential. So there's many ways to look at it. So I can look at that time. If that time is spent with someone doing that, I could be training a client at the same time that they're cleaning the house, because they're going to take a couple of hours. I could have a client here. I can train them for the hour. I can move out of the space when they need it to clean it afterwards. And so therefore, I have, you know, there's more than one way to cook chicken, right? So that's what I've been able to do. So there's different ways to look at it. But what I want you to consider for yourself is, what is the investment of your time worth to you in terms of your quality of life, of your freedom of movement, of your wardrobe choice, of your movement ability, of your sleep quality, of having great cognition, good vitality, organ integrity, and just a sense of well-being. So that whatever it is you want to do, whatever it is you have planned, you can feel that you can do it freely without that fear that you're going to lose out because, or you have to miss out because you're struggling with weakness in the bladder, say, or organ prolapse and a dragging sensation that makes you feel really uncomfortable. That as we move into menopause, there was a lot of statistics that were around that saying 66% of divorces happen as women move into the menopause, when the hormones are all over the place and we're really trying to work out what's happening with these diminishing and this sudden drop in estrogen and progesterone, which again, like I said, especially progesterone, which affects anxiety and mood, and you know, and obviously that all affects the breath. When those things start to drop and plummet at exceedingly fast rates, and we're not really sure what's happening to our internal world because we don't know about it, then sometimes our decisions can actually become far more costly than we initially intended for them to be. Because the one thing that we have complete control over, it's not time, it's our decisions. And we have complete control over our decisions. Then what happens is, wherever we find ourselves as a result of those decisions, the outcome and the consequences, they were our decisions. But here's the thing. If you are not aware of the impact progesterone has on mood, on anxiety, and on cognitive function and estrogen, then when you're going into that menopause state, if your hormones are plummeting at an exponential rate that are affecting the way in which you process information, your response to it, emotions, energy, emotion, how that then affects the breath, so the internal world, the environment, thinking that it's in danger, believing it has to either stay and fight or turn and run, and then suppressing what little sex hormones we have left, then you've fallen into this spiral that you didn't even realize existed. And that's why sometimes the experiences can be so, the menopause, inverted commas, experiences can be so bad. But if those things happen and sex hormones can be thrown out of whack, then it means it stands to reason they can happen to you in menstruation as well as in maternity. So if we only give special consideration to menopause, then we are doing many, many women a disservice. So we've got to think of the cost to companies for days lost, for absenteeism, for presenteeism, for how productivity and performance and profits are impacted by these changes within our system that may be exacerbated in menopause, but could just as easily happen in menstruation and happen in maternity. And before men think, we'll see there's so much issues for women, remember, these are the women you love, whether they be your mother, your sister, your daughter, your niece, your cousin, or your wife or your girlfriend. If you're a leader in a company as well, and she's a leader in one company, and she's having a hard time and she comes and tells you all this stuff, and you start to worry about her when she goes to work, or you've just had a baby and she's struggling to bond with that child based on her experience in second stage delivery. You're a leader, but if you're distracted, a leader distracted is a team distracted. So it impacts you as well. If she comes home and says, and you've got a standard of living that you've really grown accustomed to based on the two wages that are coming into the house. However, if she comes home one day and says, I can't take this at work anymore, I don't want to return, then there's a huge drop in the finances coming into the house. And so suddenly the burden for you to make up and pick up the slack becomes greater. And that stress alone could drive you into having issues with erectile function. So it's not, it's something that primarily has to be us to want to step into and to want to better it for ourselves first, and then understand that those rewards spread out to the companies and those around us second, and to be an influence around those to encourage them to do the same. But it's also an understanding for men to know that it's that you can have the confidence to promote women into powerful positions, because they can be there and they can stay there and they can do that job well. They don't have to struggle with brain fog and cognition issues if they understand their inner world. But if you understand the inner world as well, then it helps you, because it helps you help the wife or the girlfriend or the sister or the daughter or the niece or the cousin or the girlfriend. It helps you help them. But it helps you help your business, because now you know what steps and what tools and how to encourage them and what they need. It's not just about hybrid learning. That's not going to help them. Social isolation is something they're going to experience and they don't want to have it. And a lot of people know the negative impact that had over lockdown. So what we've got to be able to do is integrate them into the workplace, into the company. And that's why Pelvic Secrets is leading the way, because they're not talking about it like this in other companies. Every letter for She Comes First stands for an area of health that many people don't consider, but is actually crucial to making sure the optimal and overall well-being is maintained, posture, performance, profits, productivity are never affected. And everybody is happy. And on that note, the one thing we started the show with, that commodity called time, is the one thing I no longer have any more of for this week. So until next week, in pelvic health and happiness, stay blessed, stay well.